I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It wouldn't exactly be a surge, but the Trump administration is thinking about sending U.S. troop reinforcements to Afghanistan. Right now, Defense Secretary James Mattis is visiting Kabul to assess the situation. However, Mattis can't meet with his Afghan counterpart or the Afghan Army's chief of staff. That's because those two men quit this morning. Their resignations come after last Friday's attack by the Taliban on a military base in Mazar-e-Sharif. 140 Afghan soldiers died in that attack, the military's biggest loss of the war there. Pam Constable of The Washington Post has covered Afghanistan for years, and I asked her to sum up the conflict in one word.
I would say slowly deteriorating. That was two words.
Well, it's not a very encouraging two words. Slowly deteriorating? It's been deteriorating for a while.
Well, not exactly. It's been up and down for a long time. There have been periods in which, you know, it seemed like the Afghan Defense Forces were beginning to get their act together, and there's certain elements of those defense forces that are really outstanding in beating back the Taliban in certain parts of the country. But the bigger picture of the defense forces is that they're really struggling, and the Taliban just keep on pushing. They didn't let up this past winter. The traditionally always less fighting in the winter in Afghanistan. This winter, it seemed to not stop at all. They just continue to power through. At the same time, the Afghan forces are having, for the first time, to defend the country without international support, except for, you know, a few thousand Western advisors. So they've really had a hard time meeting this challenge, while the Taliban, although far less numerous and far fewer resources, seem really to have just as much conviction and determination as ever.
Well, the resignation of the defense minister and the head of the army has to be another source of demoralization for troops there. As for the Afghan government, I mean, it's kind of a coalition of regional and ethnic and political interests. In other words, a lot of competing parties. How strong and united is this government right now?
It's not. I mean, it's been divided ever since it was born. It was a power-sharing agreement brokered by the Obama administration. It was never a happy marriage, but it seemed there was hope that it would work, but it never really has worked.
So with the Trump administration contemplating sending more troops to Afghanistan, how much of a difference can they actually make? I mean, it feels like this is a puzzle that the U.S. has faced before.
Yes. I mean, there's always sort of an argument about the numbers, and people are always obsessed with how many will they send, 10,000, will they send 15? In a way, unless you're going to have another big surge the way the Obama administration had and send it way, way back up in terms of, you know, many, many thousands, if you're only going to send in 5 or 10 or 15, it doesn't really make that much difference on the ground, but it still makes a big difference psychologically because it shows the Taliban and others that the West is definitely going to keep its irons in the fire and is not, as many Afghans fear, going to abandon the conflict. I think it's pretty clear that won't happen, although we don't really know yet what the new administration in Washington has in mind. I think the current trip by the defense secretary, his first to Afghanistan, could be decisive in that, particularly since he's arriving at a particularly bad moment. So maybe we will see some unexpectedly high commitments. But again, I really question the issue of whether the numbers themselves matter as much as a strong signal that may not be forthcoming of continued and sustained serious Western support.
Right. One would imagine that that support would eventually come to, one would hope, a political settlement. And most people who study guerrilla war say they can only end with a political settlement. Where would you say we're at in terms of trying to reach some political settlement in Afghanistan?
Well, the first point you made is definitely right. Everybody agrees in Afghanistan and those who follow it that there has to be a political settlement and that there is no other way. But that's about the only thing people agree on. And the prospect of that happening anytime soon is quite dim.
That was Pam Constable of The Washington Post in Islamabad.